You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Where it is time for a trending report. All sorts of stuff is trending. I can't wait to get to the Tom Cruise story. But first, let me tell you that AAA says travel for the holidays will be down this year by as much as 30%. But you know what? Even with that, more than 80 million Americans are still going to be traveling between December 23rd and January 3rd. That's a lot of bodies moving around.
A lot of droplets, Tom. It's a lot of droplets.
I hope that a lot of this is automobile travel. But even with that, it's still commingling households.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's going on. I was writing a little piece about this morning, Jeremy, for the Mindbender Club mailer, because I consider this total and complete garbage. But there is a website that each year ranks all 50 U.S. states based on Christmas spirit. And they put Colorado fourth from the bottom.
Not a chance.
Right.
We ooze Christmas here.
So we are apparently number 47.
We even have that song.
The only states that we are better than, Florida, Hawaii, kind of makes sense. I mean, they're sunshiny, hot weather places. New Mexico, all right. But then Colorado?
No.
That is, I mean, Colorado usually donates the tree to the freaking White House.
That should put us at number one. Didn't we do the one in New York, too? Did that come from here this year? I don't know. I guess I'll have to Google that.
I think it did this year. Yeah, and it often does.
And then we have that Nitty Gritty Dirt Band song, Colorado Christmas.
Can I also point out that Colorado is the home of NORAD, which tracks Santa Claus every Christmas Eve.
Why aren't we number one on this stupid list?
That's what I'm saying. I reject this.
Tear it in half.
They say the number one state for Christmas spirit is Utah. You know what it sounds like to me? It sounds like this was a battle between the ski industries and the people in Utah put this list together, is what I'm guessing. Because how in the world do you have Utah number one and Colorado number 47?
I don't even talk about that anymore. I don't even like it.
My favorite video of the day, and I know it's violent and I'm sorry, but it's this. Did you see the TMZ video of the guys trying to carjack someone?
Yes.
Is he two guys down in Mexico? They're on a scooter. They got off their scooter and they tried to carjack someone. They even, I believe, pulled a gun on them. Anyway, but the driver got away, all right, and is driving down the road. So these two guys go and get back on their scooter, and they're going to drive off.
Scooter.
The driver of the car stops, throws it into reverse,
thump, thump.
Reverses and runs over the guys on the scooter. Now, somehow they survived because they got up and they started running down the street. But if you look at the video, I know you're never supposed, you know, violence is never the answer. But you can't help but watch that and go, yeah!
Yeah! That's because they're on one of those goofy scooters.
Even they were embarrassed. They're like,
please run over us. We're on a scooter.
What else is trending?
This isn't much of a surprise, but the organizers of the New Year's Eve ball drop in Times Square officially announced yesterday that the event is going to be closed to the public. You're only going to be able to click it on and watch Seacrest there drop it on TV. So nobody's going to be allowed in Times Square to urinate on anything down there this year. So, Durr. A lot of good news floating around. Some guy in Sacramento walked into a Taco Bell and gave each employee $100. He said he used to work at a Taco Bell as a teenager, knows how much work it is working there, and he wanted to thank them for feeding everybody during the pandemic.
That's really
very
kind.
Cool. And then check this out. A church in Des Moines recently bought up $5 million in medical debt, and they pretty much forgave all that debt. They said they bought every outstanding medical bill in Iowa that they had access to and helped people pay some bills. So that's a great story, huh? $5 million bucks. Here is the top story of the day. This is your crap on celebrities. Tom Cruise is currently filming Mission Impossible 7. No wonder he's mad. We don't need another one of these.
Not as mad as the rest of us.
Oh, man. Anyway, I guess there was a couple crew members standing less than 6 feet apart, And Tom saw it and flipped out. Now, I did post the full video, the full audio of his flip out on our Facebook page if you want to check that out. I edited it down to about 24 seconds. So here's just a taste.
I don't ever want to see it again. Ever. And if you don't do it, you're fired. And anyone on this crew does it. That's it. And you too. And you too. I have told you, and now I want it. And if you don't do it, you're out. We are not shutting this movie down. Ooh. Is it understood?
Yeah.
If I see it again, you're gone.
Okay, Mr. Cruz.
And if you don't do it, you're fired.
Please fire me.
And if you don't do it, you're fired.
My goodness.
I happen to think that Tom did this intentionally so that the word will get around Hollywood that he is a champion for Hollywood and the film industry.
Yeah,
and he's looking out for everyone who's, you know, because they're not making movies anymore. And I think this was all kind of staged.
I think
so. But I'm cynical.
Because if you listen to it, it goes on and on.
It's like a Hollywood script in a way. He's like, what can I do?
It's a lot of acting. It's very him through the whole 3 minutes or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, all right, dude.
The only thing that I will say, just on the one small chance that it, you know, was genuine and caught him off guard and he just did it and didn't prepare it. The other thing I think about is, can you imagine the security that, or what Tom Cruise is going to do to track down the person who recorded him?
Oh, I know.
Do you want to be that person knowing that Tom Cruise and his people are looking for you?
No.
Who recorded me?
And if you don't do it, you're fired.
Do you also envision him standing like on a box?
Yes. It's so funny that he's having to look up at everybody that he's chastising. He's pointing a finger up
you
in their face.
And you and you.
He's talking to him. He's poking him in the knee.
And if you don't do it, you're fired.
Ah, my knee, sir. Sir. Oh, my gosh. Well,
we will never be on the Tom Cruise Christmas card list, will we?
Never. That guy's a goofball.
You know, my wife is absolutely in love with Tom Cruise. She loves him. She loves
really?
All of his 100% of his movies. She thinks he's dreamy. She's ever since she was young, she's loved Tom Cruise.
He's got a bit of a temper.
So even with this, she told me that she forwarded this to all of her siblings with like, my God, he's abusive. Because he is. I mean, this is abusive behavior.
Sounds like it, yeah.
So.
If I see it again, you're gone.
Whoa. Let's on the heels of that, let's give you a feel-good story here. Let's talk about Mackenzie Scott, who is the ex-wife of Jeff Bezos, you know, the Amazon dude. Well, on Tuesday, she announced that she had given away $4.1 billion over the past 4 months to a bunch of organizations, food banks,
a billion a month,
emergency relief funds. Yeah, you're right. $1 billion a month added to the almost $1.7 billion that she had given away between January and July. So, beep, boop, bop, boop, math. Her total here for 2020 donations, $6 billion she's given away.
Now,
isn't
on the other
crazy?
Side, tell me how much she's made this year.
She has made this year $23.3 billion just because Amazon has been hot this year.
Try to imagine, if you can, that she gave away $6 billion, which is a lovely, wonderful thing. We commend her.
Yes.
And it represents $6 billion represents 25% of her income this year.
She couldn't give it away fast enough.
At $1 billion a month, she can't do enough.
She made more, yeah. She's currently the 18th richest person in the world because of that divorce. Anyway, she's one of those billionaires that has pledged to basically get rid of most of her wealth and donate it to causes and to help people. So kudos to you, ma'am. She has a net worth of $60 billion in total. How do you donate all of that? I guess you would have to do a one lump sum or... I don't know, because I feel like your worth would just keep growing as you're giving it away. You couldn't keep up.
Right.
You'd have to do some fat chunks, you know? You'd have to do like $10 billion at a time. Yeah?
Yeah. Well, I've done math before. I was trying to dig it up again of like how much you'd have to spend $1 billion, and it's...
It's years. you wouldn't live that long or something,
it's
right?
It's like thousands of years.
Yeah. So anyway.
And that's just 1 billion.
I know.
When she's done with all of this, she will still have made an additional 17 billion
right.
this year.
You can't keep up.
Our brains can't keep
up. Rich people
that.
Problems, man. Right. Okay. Clickbait me.
Clickbait.
Go to our Facebook, search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. Funny video that's making the rounds today. It's a 24-year-old woman named Brooke. She posted on her TikTokie about how she was on a dating app called Hinge. And Hinge came back at her and said, "Hey, we have the perfect match for you. We have found your soulmate. Get ready to date and get lucky." Well, she went live with her video and showed the match to the camera, and the match was her brother. So she filmed the video with the results, and of course her brother was there, and through the whole video he keeps trying to kiss her, and it's pretty darn funny. So check it out. It's worth a laugh. It's worth a click. It's on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.